Now, more with the coach, Carl DeMasi, on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 WSEG. It's Saturday morning. It's the only live talk show. And remember, it's sports talk radio. And every time of this week, I know, 10-17, I'm a broken record. We bring in the good kids, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athletes of the Week. If you have someone who's done something special, please give me a call. Here's my phone number. It's on 24-7, 912-507-507-9158, and nominate somebody. Nominate somebody. Let's get these good kids on. They need the extra little publicity. Hey, Frank at WJCL, Frank Silkowski, Greg Talbot, Rex Castillo at WSAV, and, of course, the crew at WTOC Sports, Ken Griner, Christina Tuso, Rick Snow, they all do a great job. Oh, got to forget a good friend of mine. I can't leave her out. WJCL, Stephanie Farratt, love her. I didn't mean to forget about her. But they do a great job. And, of course, the guys at the newspaper, Nathan Dominitz, Dennis Knight, Nathan Dean, Donald Heath, they only could put so much in the paper and so much on TV. Hey, I could spend 10, 15 minutes getting these kids more publicity, and that's what it's all about. It's about getting these kids more recognition they're due. Because, I mean, high school sports or little league sports. I mean, I don't even talk to the college kids and the pro kids, but it's all fundamental. They're working hard. They're trying to reach their dreams, and that's what it's all about. So once again, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, sponsored by Dr. Bart Weatherington, is about getting these kids a little more recognition. And like I tell you every week, that's what the show's all about. It's about the local kids, the local athletes, the local coaches. Let's get some more news out there. Well, what do you want me to say? The winter season is over. Fall is over. We're into the winter season. That was basketball, wrestling, and swimming. Well, swimming finished. They had the state meet up at Georgia High School, the state Georgia High School State Association diving and swim meet last Saturday, and we had a lot of young swimmers go up there, a lot of good swimmers go up there. Well, we have some gold that was brought back to the SAV. That's right. He brought up some spling. He hit the pool. Brendan Pastorek at a Savannah Country Day. He also signed a national letter of intent to swim at Stanford University, which is one of the top swimming programs in the country and one of the top colleges in the country. He competed in the Class 1A, 5A meet. He won a 200-yard individual medley with a time of 146.06, and in the 100 freestyle in 44.12. He was a Savannah Morning News player as a swimmer as a sophomore when he finished third at the state meet in the 200 individual medley, and that was at 150. So he's taken almost 4 seconds off that time. Second in the 100 breaststroke, and after setting the Georgia High School state record at the distance in the preliminary heat with a time of 55.79. He maintains an A average at Savannah Country Day, which we know Country Day is known for their academics. He plans to pursue an undergrad degree in either physics or engineering at Stanford. Now, this is something special, you know, because I didn't know this. Why wasn't he the Savannah Morning News Athlete of the Year, Swimmer of the Year as a junior? Well, he went online because he was trying to make the U.S. Olympics team. He went to the U.S. Olympic Trials in 2015 for the 200 individual medley. He was the 2015 National Club Swimming Association Junior National Championships. I mean, we could go on and on, and I know he's a modest young man right here. He's humble. But this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Country Day, senior swimmer Brendan Pastorek. Brendan, thanks for coming in. And if I mispronounce your name, correct me, okay?
Oh, no, you're perfect.
So
it's great to be here.
I mean, just a great achievement. I mean, you've been swimming for how long now? Tell people, okay, about Brendan Pastorek, how long you've been swimming, and when you got thrown in the pool.
Well, I started swimming when I was 6 years old, and that was just at a summer league level. Did it for fun, and I loved it. Swimming as a little kid is one of the most, exciting activities you can do. I mean, you get exposed to competition at a young age, and it's really fun, and you get to make friends and everything like that. So I've been swimming for about 12 years now, going on 13, and it's just one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done with my life, and I love it so much.
All right, I got to go back here. So you started at 6. Can we give the Savannah Swim League some credit? Is that where you started?
I started swimming for a few years, my beginning years, I swam at the Southbridge Summer League team. I used to live in Southbridge there, and I can give the coach a lot of credit. He got me really interested in competing, and he once competed at a higher level.
Who was the coach? Put you on the spot.
So young.
I know. Go ahead. I didn't prepare you for that question, but
no, it's
just
okay.
Interesting that there's always a coach out there that, you know, pushes you to the point where, you know, I guess he noticed something special in you. And I mean, you got to like doing it. I mean, people don't know about the training, which we're going to get into, but I mean, and you got so many different strokes. How many different strokes are there? You got the freestyle, breaststroke, backstroke, butterfly.
Yeah, four strokes and all different distances. You can kind of pick and choose whatever you're most interested in or most talented at. I mean, there's a lot of different options for swimming. And then, I mean, don't even get me started on distance. I don't do distance training, but distance is a whole different ballgame. You got to train bigger yards, more time. It's a tough job.
Well, okay. So, I mean, so you've been successful in the individual medley, the freestyle. What do you like most about swimming, though? I mean, we know I'm going to ask you which one you feel is your best stroke, but what do you like most about swimming? What makes somebody want to do, you know, train at 4 o'clock in the morning every day, go to school, come back and train it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? What do you like most about swimming?
Well, swimming is a lot like a lot of other sports. I'm track, I'm gymnastics even. It's actually probably closest to gymnastics training hours wise, but it's all about the competition for me. I've always been a competitive guy, but I found swimming, I had the most talent in it. I'd played a lot of other sports when I was younger, but I found that I had a talent for swimming, and I felt like I could compete at a higher level. And just the aspect of improving yourself over a certain amount of time and competing against all these other people from different backgrounds, different states, all this type of stuff. I love that type of stuff. And it really...
The competition is driving you.
It does. It really does. And
and it's an individual sport, too. Even though we know it's team, you're going to go to Stanford and you're going to swim on a swim team. It's basically like, how can I compare it to another individual sport? Tennis, golf. I mean, you know, it's you against them.
Yeah, and also it's you against you. That's also what I love.
As we know, your personal best, as we like to call
exactly,
it, right?
Exactly, yeah. So when you get a personal best, the feeling is amazing. You know that you are a better, stronger swimmer than you were the last time you swam, and it's a great feeling, and you know you've made progress.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. I'm live in the ESPN Radio studio right here in Savannah Mall. We're starting to get kids roaming around, people starting to come into the mall. I'm talking to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Brennan Pistorik out of Savannah Country Day. Two gold medals last week at the Georgia High School State Association swim dive meet. Well, you know, individual medley, freestyle, breaststroke a couple of years ago. What's your best stroke and why?
I think my best stroke is actually breaststroke. I did it at the state championship last year, and I think that's my best stroke. I've had a lot of success with it at national meets and stuff like that. And it was a change of pace doing freestyle this year at state, but it was all about the training for me. My coach and I had been training a lot of freestyle, and we were really confident. We were like, oh, this is the year that you're going to do the 100 free. And so we kind of went for it, and it was really successful. I dropped a lot of time in that 100 freestyle, and I'm definitely happy I did it, but I would still consider breaststroke to be my best stroke.
All right, now, just like anything else, like you said, football players, basketball players, golfers, tennis, they have a routine to make themselves better. What have you done to make yourself a better swimmer?
Well, it started out when I was 12 years old, and I kind of did swimming for fun, goofed around in practice, had fun with my friends and stuff like that. But at 12 years old, I went to the state championship, the Georgia State Championship, which was more of like a club meet, not high school. And I did really well. I won, I think, 7 events and won the High Point Award when I was 12. And my coach kind of knew that I just did all this stuff by kind of goofing around, having fun with the sport. And he sat down with me and he said, if we really work on a routine and train more hours and stuff like that, you could really become great because you definitely have a talent for it. So my routine that I set up was kind of half increasing the hours and increasing the practice schedule. Right now I have a pretty hectic, demanding schedule. I train every day except for Sunday. And then during the school year, I'll go before school in the morning, early 4:30, and it's a lot, and it's definitely worth it to me. But The other half, other than the training, is the technique work, the talking with the coach, eating right, sleeping. You got to keep your body in good shape. And if you sleep, oh my God, sleep. It's probably important. The most important thing, because if you're sleep deprived, you can't do anything.
Well, you know, you got to be ready to go. And like you said, your personal best. And did you have a personal goal this year?
I did. And a lot of my personal goal was that high school state meet. I did want to bring home two gold medals. And it was a lot about the times, too. I really was shooting for a really good time in that 200 IM and just a big time drop. I wasn't sure what I was going to go in the 100 freestyle. But the time I went 44.1 was even better than I hoped, and definitely puts me in a good position to go into Stanford next year as also being one of the freestylers on the team.
Nice. And, you know, there's a lot going on, and we're going to have to speed this up a little, okay? So we're going to skip this, but we're going to go. So you've had some big swim meets in your high school career, but you've had some big swim meets in your career, and you went to the Olympic trials, the national trials 2 years ago. I mean, of course, your training is key, but what's your success in these big swim meets, and which one stands out the most?
Well, the one that stands out the most is definitely Olympic trials. Just because of the atmosphere and the people around you, I got to meet so many people from different states, even different countries that were U.S. citizens coming in and all competing for that Olympic spot. And even I got to talk to some of my friends, some of the people on the University of Georgia, Gunnar Bentz, Jay Litherland, are people I knew, and they made the Olympic team this last year. And just being around that type of energy really got me motivated and enhanced my goal to make the Olympic team coming up in 2020.
Well, to be the best, you got to beat the best or work with the
best.
Exactly. And that's what you're talking about. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. We're talking to Brendan Pastorek, senior swimmer out of Savannah Country Day, our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. So you have time to participate in any other sports?
Oh, not now. No. I used to participate in swimming, baseball, basketball, all different seasons type of and also even a little bit of golf. I was on the Country Day golf team when in middle school for a brief time, and I like to do golf. It's like a hobby type of thing now, but
trying to fit in that schedule
right now
stuff.
Any other high school sports I do not have time for, and I don't mind that. I've devoted all my time to swimming. And
you got a goal, and that's not a bad deal. And then, well, you said sports, but let's throw the sports out. You have any time for any extracurricular activities outside of sports? Any clubs, anything that you do at Country Day?
Well, I do some academic stuff at Country Day. I was on the Quiz Bowl team sophomore year, and that was fun. I mean, it's all about just learning some new facts, some kind of facts you wouldn't learn otherwise in class, and that's always fun. And it's also a little bit of competing that I like, you know, buzzing in before the other people. Like, it's all the stuff that I like. And then this year I was on the Science Bowl team at Country Day, and they're kind of similar, except I've over the years grown towards being more interested in science, like physics, engineering, chemistry, stuff like that. And so, yeah, the Science Bowl was definitely for me. Probably I like physics the best, but the Science Bowl is competitive but also educational, and I like that.
All right, now, quickly, we got to give some credit to your coaches. Well, your coaching staff at Country Day or the coaching staff outside of Country Day. So tell us about the coaches at Country Day and how they've helped you with swimming.
Well, the Country Day swim team only started about 3 years ago when I was a sophomore. Yeah. That first year where I competed sophomore year, that was the first year Country Day ever had a team. And I am so appreciative of the coach, Coach Abinary at Country Day, where Country Day was gathering together the forms, the funds to start this swim team, and she stepped up to be the coach. She swam back when she was younger, and she stepped up to really rally together the team and to recruit even some people that don't swim club or just wanted to try out the sport. And I love that the most, because just getting some younger kids into the sport is definitely something that's important, because as a sport like this being so close to me, I love seeing the younger kids get into it and hopefully becoming as passionate about it as I am.
And going to school at Country Day, fond memories, anything you want to say about Country Day?
Well, Country Day, I couldn't say more about the academics and the emphasis they put on being both academically and academically successful, where sometimes it can be a little tough, where they really push you hard academically, and even if you are really swamped with sports or something like that, they still push you to be successful in both. And That's really important, and that's part of the reason why I chose Stanford, the balance.
Well, okay, well, that's a perfect segue. So
yeah, exactly.
Stanford, tell us about Stanford. Why Stanford? First of all, quickly, anybody else recruit you, and why Stanford?
Well, I was recruited by University of Georgia, and they have such an amazing swim program. I can't say enough in the time we have, but Olympians, all that. But Stanford really stood out the most, and it was my top school going into the college search and everything like that, because this year Stanford ranks as the number one academic school in multiple different lists. There's all types of lists, but no doubt it's an amazing academic school, and to be also in the top 10 swim programs and to have Olympians like Katie Ledecky, Simone Manuel on the team, motivating the people there and training and stuff like that. It's an amazing environment and a whole new atmosphere in California all the way across the country. I can't wait. And it's definitely, when I took my visit there, I knew that it was the school for me.
All right. Now, swimming's over. You got to go into the real world. Quickly, your plans in the future.
2020, I hope to make the Olympic team, but even after that, after my swimming career, I hope to find some niche, some career in physics or engineering or both. At Stanford, you can even make your own career, do whatever you want with the majors you choose, but I definitely know I'm interested in those science backgrounds, and even like a research field in physics I would even be interested in, but I think there's a lot of doors open to me going into Stanford for academics all over the board, and I'm really excited, but definitely the sciences are where I'm
where you
towards.
Want to be. Well, Brennan, congratulations again. Brennan Pastorek, senior swimmer out of Savannah Country Day, 2 gold medals in the state tournament last weekend. The 200-yard individual medley and the 100 freestyle, once again, great job, and that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for February 11th. Brennan Pastorek from Savannah Country Day School, great job.
Thank you so much. Let us know
how it works out. Let me get Dr. Bart his due here. Remember, Dr. Bart Weatherington has been my sponsor of the Athlete of the Week since we've come on the air. Got to thank Dr. Bart. Remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts at the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You want to throw something or pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at 2 locations in Savannah, Georgia, on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. First location, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we'll talk to Calvary Day School, former Calvary Day School, former pitcher at UGA, and now pitching in the Atlanta Braves minor league farm system. That's Ryan Lawler. You're listening to the Carl DeMoss Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.